Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Friday. It's almost Valentine's Day. I've been centering this week, around love. So we're going to talk a little bit more about love, kind of finalize it for the week and talk about it and see what spirit has to say about the word love. Maybe I'll even channel a little bit for you, let my spirit guide Jay and the family talk to you a little bit about love. Maybe I should do that. So we're going to wait for your calls, see who's in the chat room. Now, in the chat room, I have a couple of things. I'm doing a class today at 5, and it's at learnitlive.com. And there's the link for learnitlive.com. in the chat room below my name, but also there's a little brief video, minute and 20 second video I put together about the class. So if you want to learn more about the class, you can go to the YouTube video and check it out that way, if that's something that you're interested in. I've lowered the price a little bit to attract people so that more people would be involved in the class, because I really like doing this, giving these classes, the online classes. And we're going to talk about clairvoyance and clairaudience and automatic writing, and have a meditation that's part of the class. And the meditation will be, on how to attract your spirit guide and how to, or your higher self, how to connect that with either of those. And I'll let spirit talk to you a little bit about that. So we have some articles today, depending on who calls or who doesn't call, right? And it's all about love. This, the theme this week is love because of Valentine's Day. Hopefully everybody's got plans, or if nothing worse, you do something that's very loving for yourself. That's key, right? Regardless of what happens, at least you're going to do something very loving for yourself. So I got an article on twin flames. I got an article on soulmates. I got an article on how to find your soulmate when you get older. But I think I'm going to hold on that one, because there's other ones I think are really kind of interesting. On 21 signs you found your soulmate, I thought that 20 signs that you know that you've met your twin flame. Uh-huh. So what's a twin flame? What's the difference between a twin flame or a soulmate? Or is there such a thing? And what's the difference between a life partner and a soulmate? That's kind of the stuff I'm going to talk about a little bit today. So if you're interested in listening to all that, that's what I want to get into. And then there's an article on the science of love. It's a quiz about love. Like the first question is, love at first sight, is it real, true or false? We won't do that right now. I'll take some calls, and then we'll get into these articles and discuss more about love. And so by the time I'm done with the show, you will know everything there is to know about love, soulmates and twin flames and all that fun stuff. And you'll be ready to meet that person if you haven't already. How do you know that your person is a soulmate? It's a good question, huh? Yes. Let me take a call and we'll get more into love. Yes, love. Beautiful subject, right? Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
I just wanted a general reading.
Ooh, about love? We're talking about love this week, so what's the question about love? Now, reading in the sense of not so much what's going to happen, but what you need to do to get there. Okay, so where's the area of your life you need to get there? What spirit want to tell you? What's your great-grandmother want to tell you? What subject?
I don't know. I guess since you're talking about love,
Well, what's your issue with love? Do you have an issue with love?
No, it's funny you brought up twin flame. I've been wondering about my twin flame. Have I met my twin flame?
No.
Are they coming?
No, you haven't. No. I heard that for you. No, you haven't met your... You would know. You would know that you met your twin flame, okay?
Okay.
And there's different theories on what a twin flame is, and, different writers... have differences, little differences. Basically, a twin flame, or you could say primary soulmate, is when your soul becomes, into existence, when it leaves the hotbed of God or the source or whatever you call it, okay, the birthing thing, The theory behind a twin flame, if I can say that correctly today, is that soul splits in half. And so you have two souls that were once one soul. Okay? So they're identical. Mm-hmm. They're almost like a mirror image of each other. So when you see that person, that physical person, you just know it's your twin. You just like, oh, I'm looking in the mirror. Not looks wise, but just you know that you're looking at your other person, the other half of you, like your twin, like having an identical twin, but at much deeper spiritual level. Okay, it doesn't happen very often. A lot of times, twin flames will actually stay in the non-physical world to be kind of like your guide and watch over you. So to answer your question, I get no, you have not met your twin flame. Now, the other question you have is, will you meet a twin flame in this lifetime? You're pretty young, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 31.
Yeah, it should be any day now.
Oh, okay.
No, I got around 30, so you're already past 30. How come you haven't met him yet?
I don't know.
I'm teasing. It just hasn't happened. The universe hasn't. You know, sometimes people aren't ready to come back into your life, so that's why. Okay? So,
okay.
Yes, you will meet your twin flame. I don't know why I say that to you, and hopefully I'm right, but you will. You just know. And it could be a soulmate, a primary soulmate. Primary soulmates and twin flames are very similar concept. Primary soulmate is when you've had like hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes with the same soul or same soul. You're so close. You've shared so many intimate and, you know, experiences with this person. It's just like having that brother or sister or lover that you know so well. You'll meet him. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
He's there for you. He wants to, what does he want to do for you? He wants to be with you to carry you through the rest of your life. Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Sounds good. Are you ready for love, though?
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
All the old baggage is gone away, and all the old guys are gone away. Right? You're not carrying anybody around with you yet. Still.
No, not right now.
Okay, good. So you're ready. Absolutely ready.
Yeah.
So, what is your great grandmother saying to you? What's she trying to say to you? Patience, dear, patience. It's just around the corner. It's outside. It's just outside your door, in a sense. You don't really have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is, if you feel prompted to go somewhere or to meet somebody or to go, yeah, just go. If you get this nagging feeling that I need to do this, then do it. Okay? Don't postpone it. Don't put it off. I don't want to do that today. No. If it's a nagging feeling, really, really do it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
You'll get it. Be happy.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to remember one thing about soulmates and all this stuff. Sometimes they're here to push your buttons. Sometimes they get you to think a lot. So it's not all roses and flowers and stuff. Sometimes there can be a little bit of disagreements, but that's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so be ready. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye.
So that raises that question about soulmate. I got another caller. Maybe I'll be with you in a second. We're talking about love again. We're talking about differences between soulmates and twin flames and all that fun stuff. And I have a couple articles I wanted to share now. I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Let me just do a little bit on this. Signs that you have found your soulmate. And this is from, I don't know, from an article on by Hillary White. It's in Pop Sugar is the website. I always find this stuff in different places, but it's kind of fun. It's not that I totally agree with it or disagree with it, but I just wanted to put it out there. You convey what you're thinking by just looking at each other. Have you ever had that experience? You just convey what you're thinking by just looking at each other. You just read each other. Oh, okay. But I do that anyway, but that's not fair. You know, it's like being claircognizance, which is I just know stuff about people, and it's like, really? What? I'm supposed to know that. You can remember what it was like to be without them, and you don't want it. You don't want to. So you can't even remember. Okay, let me read that again, because I just screwed that one up bad. Okay, you can't even remember what it's like to be without them. It's like even if you've known them for a week, it feels like you've known them forever. It's like, I can't imagine them not being in my life. You ever that experience? Okay, here's a good one. They challenge you every single day. And that was what I was talking to this other lady about. They do challenge you. It's not always the easiest thing in the world, but it's a challenge at times. They know exactly what to do to calm you down when you're mad, to help you relieve your stress, or to cheer you up. They just know you so well. That's your soulmate. You could throw that in the twin flame category too, but we'll get more of those. We'll go through more of those. These are kind of fun. And then let me take a call and we'll do more of those about how do you know you've met your soulmate? You know, and I would say when I say soulmate there, it probably means primary soulmate, because there's many soulmates you can have that take up different areas of your life. You have a soul family and you have soulmates which are in your soul family, but not all of them are lovers. Some of them are really good friends. Some of our just family members, like your mother, your uncle. They could be in your family. But this is talking about that very special soulmate, that primary soulmate that you're here to have that amazing life with. Okay, yes. Let me take a call. Hello?
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 And whom am I speaking to?
Samaya.
Samaya, what's going on today in your life? What's your story about love?
I don't know. I'm calling.
What?
To ask you about it.
So what's the question?
I wanted to know that what's going on. Like, how is somebody, I'm going to see somebody else in the future, or I'm going to still be in the same relationship as I am now?
You want to know about your destiny, huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me phrase it this way, and this is a little bit of the principles of the law of attraction I'm throwing in here, because this is what it feels like, and this is kind of the message I get from a male figure, which feels like a uncle on your father's side going way back and a few generations ago. So somebody on your father's side is trying to tell you that you are preparing yourself, or you are creating through your energy, and I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you're creating through your thoughts a new love that'll come into your life, a new love that's going to come into your life, okay? Not immediately. I don't see it like in the near future, but I see something new coming into your life, okay? And I hear it as maybe a year or two from now, a year or two, okay? You're not ready for the change yet. You're not in a position to make that change. I don't know why, but you're not. But you will be.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think you're ready. I think you need to process through where you're at right now to really decide what you want. But your soul is putting out there to get somebody new in your life, so you'll get it. Does that make sense at all?
Yes. Yes.
You're not in love, are you?
No.
No. I don't sense the love around you. I feel like it's just an arrangement or a situation that you're kind of pushed into at some level, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But you'll find something. You'll find love. You will find love. You will, that heart will sing with love in the future. Okay?
Okay.
Be ready for it.
Okay.
Be ready.
I mean, the relationship that I am in now, like, how is that is going to turn out? Like, how?
You're going to flip into something new. You're going to flip into something new. Which means you're going to, at some level, and then I also get the words that the relationship you're in now will unwind. And I don't like to tell you all this because it's not fair, because you're trying to make something work. And so you can take whatever I say and go, yeah, that's a bunch of craziness. Or you can say, yeah, I'll put it in the back of my mind and I'm not going to think about it. But I hear it unwinding for you. Okay. The relationship you're in now unwinding over time. There's some cheating that will go on here. I hear that. I don't know why. I not now, in the future, okay?
Is it going to be me or the person that I'm with now is supposed
both.
To be cheating?
Both.
Both?
Both. Both. And you're cheating
maybe
just...
I kind of figured that.
Huh?
I said I kind of figured that.
Uh-oh, this girl's up for getting. You're not very happy, are you? You're not very happy in this situation, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, try to keep your cheating in your heart till you find somebody special, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, when you're ready to flip, you'll flip, but don't go around playing just because.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because.
It just I just see it. Like it just
Are
feel like
you
it's
really
going to go
are
into it.
yeah, are you lonely?
Because I'm lonely,
Without you don't get the
sometimes.
atten you don't get the attention and the appreciation that you want. That kind of loneliness where you're not given the appreciation, the attention, the support that you want in emotional support, right?
It used to be like that. Now it's starting to be like it's I'm starting to be appreciative and everything, but it just I feel like everything is late now. And it's like
Okay.
I'm not trying to take it in. I'm not trying to accept it. I don't know why
Okay.
I'm not accepting it, and I'm trying to ask myself that question, but
Yeah, because
it's for some
you fell
reason.
out of, because you were hurt and you fell out of love, okay?
Yes.
It went cold, the heart went cold. It happens to men more than women, but the heart went cold. At some point the heart went cold. You were hurt enough that the heart went cold. And it's really hard to reignite that. And the only way to do that is to meet with a neutral party like a therapist and try to ignite it again. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? But
Okay.
yeah, I don't see that in hopefully I'm wrong and you make this work and it builds back up, but it feels like your heart wants to go somewhere else. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
And
Then you can
okay.
disregard everything I just said and say, nah, that's not going to work out. I'm going to stick with this one and make this work, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But I just don't see you doing that. See, that's why I'm just okay. You had another question. Then I can move on.
Oh no, you was about to say something, but I kind of cut you off, and I don't know if you remember
Don't
you
do
said
that
something.
anymore.
I'm sorry.
I'm teasing. That's okay. It's
Oh.
okay. It's okay. No, I'm just saying that you could make an effort to this relationship, but I don't feel that your partner is going to, whatever is being done to try to show you appreciation is a little bit out of desperation to try to keep it together because of their own fears, his fears,
Yes.
and it's not really in his heart, but it's only because he doesn't want to be alone. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You can think about that, see if there's any reality in that. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I don't like to go there and tell people they're not going to be with somebody. That's kind of tough, huh? But I just got that message, and it was from like this ancestor of some form. Your ancestors are watching over you, and they're going, you shouldn't be doing that today, or you should be doing that today, or they kind of like. Try to stay in touch with you. Okay? At some level, you ever get that feeling that somebody's around you, that they're kind of looking over your shoulder? They're kind of going, what are you reading today? What are you listening to? That could be my mother. What are you listening to now? Yeah, right? That's like when I was a kid. Well, hi to those in the chat room, my friend. How are you? Hopefully, you have a great weekend planned. And if Valentine's Day isn't with somebody, make it special for yourself. I don't have any plans. I just thought of that. Valentine's Day. I don't know what special things I could do for me. Maybe I'll go to the movies. Maybe I'll watch a very rom I don't think I'm going to watch a romantic movie. I think that would be kind of like, no. Not maybe an action movie of some kind, a thriller of some kind would be good. Suspense movie, get my mind off of romance. I like romantic comedies, though. Okay, I got a caller, but I'll be with you in a minute. Let me go start going back through these lines about a soulmate. And I'm talking about 24 signs you have found your soulmate, because we're talking about love today, right? Love. Okay, number five, they know exactly what to do to get under your skin. And they at least attempt not to do these things. So they know how to push your buttons. Your soulmate knows how to push your buttons. And, oh God, you're pushing my buttons again. Oh my goodness. They can get to you, really. Even after years of being together, you still have great chemistry. Isn't that a great thought, that you're with somebody for 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, 50 years, whatever it is, and after, even after years of being together, you still have great chemistry. You still get excited when you see that person. Isn't that a wonderful thought? You still look forward to seeing that. You look forward to coming home or them coming home. Okay. You are completely comfortable in their presence. Yes, that's a big one. Completely comfortable in their presence. And that's sometimes that's not easy in a relationship. You're just so relaxed. You just feel so natural. It's like you're at home with them. You know, it's just like, you, well, like that twin flame would thing. You just, like the other part is home and you're excited that your other part is with you. No, I don't, you know what? I'm not a Zoolander 2 person. I never really liked Zoolander for some reason. I like comedies, and I like comedies that are, I like slapstick, but I don't like stupid slapstick, dumb slapstick. I like comedies that are kind of more verbiage, I guess. Well, if you don't use slapstick, we're going to go back to, see, like, I never was much of the Three Stooges kind of person. Even as a kid, I didn't like the Three Stooges. They probably thought I was talking about movies today, but not. And I haven't taken a caller. But I was more in the Marx Brothers kind of thing, the Mel Brooks movies. This is really dating me, isn't it? I'm not as old as the Marx Brothers movies, but, you know, when I was in my 20s, we revisited all those movies. So that's the kind of stuff I'm into. Okay, let me take a call. Let me get off this movie subject for a moment. Hello?
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 Yes, hi. Who am I speaking to?
Ashley.
Ashley, what's going on today with you, and what's your questions about love? We're talking about love this week. Valentine's Day is on Sunday. So what's going on?
No love, no particular question, anything you can pick up.
Oh, that's just too wide open. So let me see what one of your ancestors would have to say to you today on this Friday. Okay, it's a grandmother. It's a grandmother.
Okay. Which one, dad's side or my side?
Well, I'm trying to figure that one out. I don't know yet. It feels more mother's side, okay?
Okay.
What's she trying to tell you to do? It's something really weird. Don't be weird. Don't get too weird on me here now. We don't get too weird, but she wants you to do something really interesting, okay?
Okay.
Where do you live? I'm going to ask that question because I'm trying to get... Go ahead.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay, yeah, it has something to do with water. It's like seashore, spending time at the seashore of some kind. She wants to go have you go spend some time by the Gulf or by the ocean, whatever, okay? For some reason, she's dry. She wants to vicariously do that through you, okay?
Okay.
She wants to, I don't know if you do this at all ever. You kind of go like, well, really, I don't want to do that. But, you know, it's the feet in the sand, as long as there's no tar and oil. But, yeah, she wants to go to the ocean, the Gulf, for some reason. I think there's something you need to learn from doing that. There's something you need to learn about yourself by doing that. Okay? She'll go with you.
Okay.
You'll feel her presence. But there's something about that. Okay?
Okay.
And yeah, I don't know why the ocean or the Gulf, she wants you to, because I just see this picture of on the sand next to the water, not in the water necessarily, but why the water. And you'll know where to go because she'll guide you where to go. Okay. Maybe you'll dig up and bury treasure. I don't know. Who knows, right? Maybe you'll fall in love. Maybe you'll meet somebody. Ooh, that'd be nice, huh?
Yeah, for the right one.
Well, the right one. Don't worry about it. The right one will come. Okay? But do that. Just pay attention to your intuition on when you're supposed to go there, and your grandmother will guide you to where you're supposed to go, the spot. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sometimes I don't know what people want when they ask, but that's what I got. So I give it to them anyway, right? Okay. So we're talking about soulmates and twin flames and all that fun stuff today. And we're going to, what are we going to do next? Oh, back to the questions about knowing your soulmate. And I've covered a few of them. If you've gone in and out, well, you'll have to jump in here. It's 24 signs that you found your soulmate. Okay, so we're getting to number 8 is, after spending a few days apart, you both talk a mile a minute to catch up with each other on everything you both missed. Isn't that beautiful? I think this is all cool stuff. You know, it's like, isn't that a great relationship when you get back together and you've been separated for a little while, and even if one goes on a road trip or someplace or out of town for business and you get back together and it's like, oh boy, you know, I got so much to tell you. So this is what's been going on. Okay. It feels like you've known each other your whole lives, or multiple lives, many, many lives. You've just known each other. It's like meeting your best friend that you haven't seen in a while. You ever had that experience? I mean, anybody that I'm getting emotional. Gee. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to get emotional about that one. Okay. You disagree on some things, but are always on the same page when it really matters. Yeah, you have some disagreements, but you're pretty much your values and common and a lot of really important things in your lives, you're very similar. You have a bond that people around you don't understand. I like that one a lot. You have a bond that people around you, they don't get it. They don't get you. They look at you like, this couple, what's going on here? I don't get it. Their family feels like your own family. Now, that's a really comfortable situation. When you meet whoever, the siblings or the cousins or the parents or whatever, if they're still alive, excuse me, you all just feel one. You all just feel one. Not from the South, but that. Okay, so any other questions? Oh, well, that is really cool. That's good to hear. You have that feeling. That's excellent. Good for you. You'll have to keep me updated on this one. This is a good thing. You know, sometimes it does work the reverse, not very often, but it works the reverse where you meet somebody, they become a friend, and suddenly you realize, wow, this is my soulmate. We're so much alike. And then it flips into love. It flips into love. I've heard of that on numerous occasions where it just kind of flips into love. You don't start off that way. You start off as friends. And all of a sudden, that chemistry just kind of kicks in like high gear. And it's usually because you've shared adventures together. You've done things together. You've worked together, things like that. Now, that happened to me at work. And I shouldn't say that. Well, now, my ex-wife's not around. But when I was working, and even when I was married, I met people that was like, whoa, we just got working. We were working together, sharing time together. And you get that click going. And that's why there's office romances happen, even when people are married. It's because the commonality, the situation, the working through projects and problems together, it really does kick that relationship together. It pulls you together. Okay. What's the next one? Number 13, you don't feel the need to keep searching for more because you are at peace with what you have. That's a big one. You know, you date somebody and you kind of go, you know, have you ever date somebody and you're looking over their shoulder? But when you've met your soulmate, there's no more looking over the shoulder. There's no more, oh, you're at a restaurant, you notice somebody, you go, you're just so fixated on this one person. Now, we can think people are good looking or attractive, but we're not drawn to them because we're already got that person in front of us. You hurt when they hurt. You smile when they smile. So your emotional connection is really strong. Your emotions are their emotions. Now, that could be good and bad, but that's one of the points here. And I think that's kind of interesting. I'm not necessarily 100% agreeing with everything here, but I think this is a really interesting point. And you can think about it and go, yeah, that's crazy stuff. They are part of almost every story you tell. Isn't that a beautiful thought? When you talk about your life, you're talking about with your soulmate, your partner. Everything you share about your life is always about, they're always included in the story. Oh, I went on this business trip and spent 3 days away from home, but I really miss my partner. You know, it's like they're in the story. Even though they're not part of the main part of the story, they're still in the story. I had to call home and tell her what I was doing. That's what they mean by that. not always completely included in it, but you're always kind of bringing them into your story. Now, you could say that the opposite of all this, if none of this is happening with your relationship, then you could go, or most of this is missing in a relationship, you could say, well, maybe we're not soulmates. Maybe we're just really good friends and lovers, but we're not that soulmate level. And maybe that's all we're supposed to be. Okay, I like this one. You are a better person with them than without them. I think that's true for men more than women, but it's true. When you really meet that person, it kicks you up a notch. It kicks you up a little bit. You raise each other up to a higher level. Your that love that you share motivates you more, inspires you more. They become your muse. Yes, I think that's great stuff. Okay, let's get back to you guys. Okay, no questions. So, anybody, no callers. So we'll get back to the article, because this is really interesting things to think about. Hopefully other people who have listened to the show or will listen to the show later will appreciate some of these signs. And you can test your relationship with these too, right? They support you and your dreams, even if they don't entirely understand them. I think that is really key in a great relationship. They support you and your dreams, even if they don't entirely understand them. That's a great thing to have in a partner, somebody who believes in you. But they also kick you in the butt too, right? You're a dynamic duo, a perfect pair, a true team. But I'm going to go back to this other point, because even though they support you in your dreams, they will kick you in the butt. They will tell you that, hey, you're not doing it. Get your stuff together. Make it happen. They believe in you enough to give you that rear end kick to get going sometimes, because you get discouraged, you get frustrated, you get whatever. But you need that partner to lift you up sometimes, to say, hey, you're going to do it. You're okay. You can make this happen. Really, I believe in you. Or they can tell you, yeah, you know what? Maybe this is not the path you should be going down. I can see you really frustrated by it. I don't think you're completely in line with this, doing this project or doing these things. Maybe you should try something different. And you should listen to your soulmate, because they know who you are. You feel protected by them and secure in your relationship. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? For the first time in your life, you realize that home is not a place, but a person. Let me read that again. That is a beautiful statement. Just kind of comprehend this one for a moment. Take it and kind of roll it around for a while. For the first time in your life, you realize that home is not a place, but a person. Isn't that beautiful? What a beautiful thought. Being at home with someone. You can go anywhere. You know, you could live in a tent somewhere, but as long as you're with that person, you're at home. That's a soulmate. In some ways, you have become pretty much the same person. In some ways, you have become pretty much the same person. You ever see couples that have been together for a while and you could tell they're soulmates because they're dressing a lot alike, they're wearing the same colors, the same kind of clothing styles, that, you know, they just seem to be one. Even though they're two, they seem to be one. And that's a soulmate. It doesn't mean that you lose your individuality. And that's an important thing to remember. Even with a soulmate, you don't lose your individuality, because that's really important in a relationship, for you to be an individual. Okay? You are at best and worst self around them, and they love you both. Ooh, that's an interesting point. You know in your gut that this is it for you. So you know this is it. This is the last, but we're done. It's over. And this is one. I'm with this person. That's absolutely cool. That's the one. So, okay, move right along. Let's get back to the class. Did we talk? We talked. No, we didn't. 562 number. Have we talked yet? Yeah, so it's interesting about soulmates. If I have any time, I'll get into another article. And we'll talk a little bit more about soulmates and twin flames and all that fun stuff. And we can do that. And let me check this call, because I think you call. We haven't talked yet.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we talked already.
I'm sorry?
I just wanted to call back and listen.
Okay, go ahead, listen.
Okay.
Okay, so take care. We'll see. Enjoy. Okay, George, what are you doing? People are typing me at the same time. Let me get back to the articles. What's the difference between a life partner and a twin flame? No, we won't do that right now. We're going to do that article. There's another article I thought would be more fun. It's The Science of Love. This is from WebMD. The Science of Love. And see if you guys can take this quiz with me if you're listening, and I'll give you time to answer and see if you get the answer I do or they do or whoever does, right? Love at first sight is real, true or false? I'll give you a chance to answer true or false, and I'll give you the answer. I'm going to guess too, and I'm going to put true, and let's see what they say. I think I've taken this before, but I don't remember. Okay, so maybe not, they say true. So maybe not fully developed love, but a quick, passionate response is possible. Your brain can release love-related chemicals in a split second after you spy someone you love. A 2010 study also showed that new love really is like a drug. It sparks the same euphoric feeling as cocaine in the same part of the brain. Ooh. I was reading another survey the other day, basically saying that men usually know within the first date, if they're in love. And not so much women, but men. It's like love at first sight. Men kind of, bam, done. Okay, this is the one. I'm in love, right? How is new love like obsessive compulsive behavior? Your levels of serotonin, the feel-good hormone, go up. Your levels of serotonin go down. Your brain gives conflicting messages. And I would say the first one. Okay? No. Your levels of serotonin go down. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Okay, this is kind of technical, but Calvin Klein named a perfume for the early stage of love, obsession. Italian scientists have found a biological link between people with OCD, a treatable type of obsessive thinking, and those in love for less than 6 months. Both showed lower levels of serotonin in their blood. So if you have lower, what they're saying is lower levels of serotonin in your blood, you can become obsessed over somebody. You ever have that? You ever been obsessed with somebody in love? Right? Yes, I have. That happened to me, and I have to admit, I was 20 years old, and she was 19, and it was really bad. I couldn't eat very well. I eat, and I felt like throwing up. Okay? My stomach was always upset. I was obsessed. I was totally obsessed with this person. And it never worked out, but long story. We won't get into that story. But I was so obsessed that I had to go to the doctor and I had to take medication to calm my nerves down because I was so in love with this person. So obsessed. Yeah, that was me. I don't think I've been that after that. I don't think so. But that's being young has a lot to do with that, right? Okay, moving on. Another quiz, okay? What chemical kicks in when you fall in love? Dopamine, adrenaline, norepinephrine, or all the above? And I think it's all the above. And it is all of the above. All these chemicals kick in and you're in love and it triggers all these things and you're going crazy, right? Your knees shake, your heart races, your palms get sweaty. All that fun stuff by being the science of love. If you like the smell of a man's sweat, you may be a good match in emotional outlook, immune systems, and personality. And I think I've read this somewhere else. And women are attracted to men because of their immune system. And I think it is. You probably never ever think of smelling a man's sweaty t-shirt to see if he's the one. But researchers gave women this smell test, and some were turned on by the sweat of men whose immune systems were different than their own. And there's a reason for this, and then we'll get into the. And this is younger people primarily. I don't think us old timers has much effect. They probably go, yeah, really, you need to do your laundry, right? Looking for a mate, this makes sense. Children who get several different disease-fighting germs, genes, not germs, look at that, may be less likely to get sick. But it may also affect romance. Women whose immune genes are similar to their partners may be more likely to be unfaithful. Now, you ever thought about that? Yeah, you gotta, okay, go get a sweaty t-shirt and let me smell it, right? That's an interesting, strange concept, but it's out there. It's out there. But it's about raising children and having a family. And if your immune systems are different, then you pass on two sets of immune systems and boom, children are better protected from getting disease, right? Okay, so let me get on to the next one. These are kind of fun questions. I think I've done this before, but it's always fun to kind of back over these things and kind of retest yourself, right? I think since we're talking about love this week, I thought I'd get into this. Men are drawn to women who are ovulating. True or false? Now, this is a scary thought, right? You know, for young men especially. True. Confirmed, bachelors beware. In some studies, men prefer the odor of T-shirts worn by women while they're ovulating. And it's in a study done in men's clubs showed that men tipped lap dancers who were ovulating almost twice as they tipped dancers who were menstruating. What do you think about that? It's that biological need to reproduce and keep the species going. You could say it's evolution, you could say it's creation, whatever you say it. It's we are attracted to, especially younger people. Yeah. I guess this old guys doesn't, you know, maybe that's cuts down the attraction level, right? I don't know. Maybe it's old guys or no, I hope not. When women are ovulating, they draw men with square jaws, a sense of humor, distinct cheekbones, all the above. I think it's all the above, but I think the square jaws is bigger. Okay, all the above. No wonder George Clooney is such a heartthrob. There may be a biological reason why ovulating women prefer men with strong jaws and cheekbones. They are signs of testosterone, which signals good health, and this sense of humor may be a sign of intelligence. Another plus when procreating. It's all about children, isn't it? Research also shows that a woman prefers more feminine male faces at other times of the month. A softer face may suggest commitment and good parenting skills. So it's kind of an interesting article and an interesting thought pattern that women, when the women are ovulating, they're looking for a certain type of man. The other times of the month, they're attracted to different, you know, it's just kind of like biological craziness, isn't it? To some degree. Yeah. Our connections are so different, which is an aphrodisiac for men and women. Oysters, chocolate, testosterone, all the above. We're almost out. Oh, we got quite a bit left, but I'll just finish with this one question. It's testosterone. Testosterone in men and women is the only substance known to arouse sexual desire. Oysters. Okay, so basically, eat a bunch of, get some testosterone shots, right? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so we're going to leave it at that and see what's going on with you guys. What do you think about all this? It's an interesting stuff. So, got about a minute left in the show. So, again, I want to mention the class I have today at 5 o'clock. I posted in the chat room the website for the class, and it's about your psychic abilities. It's about exploring more about clairvoyance and clairaudience, and also in part of the class will be a meditation on connecting with your spirit guide. And also I'm going to channel a little bit for my spirit guides about the idea of why we need to use these skills and how to use these skills a little bit more. So that's what it's about today. And so that I posted also a video that you can look at that tells you a little bit more about the class in a little bit more detail. I like doing the little videos. Even my camera thing's all kind of messed up because it always cuts off the top of my head for some reason. As much as I try it not to, it does. So I love you guys. I will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Have some fun. Bye now.